Thank you. May we have just a little more bass in the monitors, please? Thanks. Here, using an old traditional blues style, I think you'll recognize this song.
Thank you.
You know, it was down in old Joe's barroom, on the corner by the square. The drinks were served as usual, and the usual gang was there. And on my left stood Big Joe McKennedy. His eyes were bloodshot red. He turned to the people all around him. You know, these are the words that he said. I went down to St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so pale, so cool, so fair. He let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She may search this wide world over, never find a man as sweet as me. Search this wide world over, never find a man as sweet. I said sweet as me. Thank you. There's a man out on the West Coast, no longer, unfortunately, the late and great Jesse Fuller, who played an 11-string guitar. Jesse is, of course, most famous for his San Francisco Bay Blues, but we're kind of collectors of obscure material. I think you'll enjoy the song. My Uncle Garson was a preacher man, came home with a book one night. He said he done taught the Aesop fable, I don't understand him right. Won't you kindly explain what it means, the fable? I'd like to know tonight. My Uncle Garson's eye got extremely wide, and softly he replied, you know, fables are stories told by the candidates just before election day. Fables are stories told to the wife when the husband's far away. Yes, fables are stories you really believe when you tell somebody which is right. In the olden days, they call them fables, but they're nothing but doggone lies. Now, fables are stories when a girl is 16, but tell you that she's never been kissed. Fables are stories when a gunner rat sailor tells you how badly he's missed. Yes, fables are stories you really believe when you tell somebody which is right. In the olden days, they called them fables, but they're nothing but doggone lies. There's a place in my heart where the eagle soars free, where the manatee swims beneath the tall cypress trees, where bull gators beller and wild panthers squall, while giant magnolias shed their blossoms in a fragrant waterfall. Where the noble anhinga silhouettes the wind, where herons and pelicans glide without end, where owls screech and otter play, while jasmine melts the night away. Where the white ibis drifts above high water oaks, while garlands of moss fall like fingers of smoke, where healing waters bubble from unfathomable depths, while schools of fish swim to rhythms of a waltz. This exhilaration of wilderness creates a pounding in my heart, for this is Florida, my homeland. Florida is a place in my heart. Thank you.
And thank you, Bob and Jolene Patterson from St. Augustine, for serenading us with a fine selection of songs this afternoon. Well, I hope you all are enjoying yourself at this, the 35th annual Florida Folk Festival. I know I have been having a great time this weekend. I've been listening to a lot of fine music, picking and singing by some of the best people in this, the best people that are doing this in this country, and a lot of them the equal of just about anybody in the country, and they live right here in Florida, and for the most part do Florida songs, so it's quite a thrill. We've got a fellow coming up next. His name is Jerry Bullard. He's from White Springs here, and he's bringing with him a couple of friends, his brother Johnny Bullard and their friend Carrie Waldron. These are Hamilton County boys, and I'm told that these fellows have been appearing on this stage for at least 15 years or so. I guess that's since they were little kiddies. But let's bring them out now and let them do some of their songs. Jerry Bullard and Company.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this afternoon. The first song we'd like to do for you is it's an old Appalachian folk song, and it's entitled I Gave My Love a Cherry. I hope you like it.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I gave my love a baby with no crying. I gave my love a story that had no end. How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a baby with no crying? How can chicken when it's pipping, it has no bone. A baby when it's sleeping has no crying. And when I say I love you, it has no
next song we'd like to do for you is entitled The Coat of Many Colors. I hope you like it.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. And I recall a box of rags that someone gave to us, and how my mama put those rags to use. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. And Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece of love, she made my coat many colors that I was so proud of. And as she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And now I couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. Oh, my coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only just from rags, but I wore it so proudly. And although we had no money, I was rich as I could be with my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes and my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me and my coat of many colors my Mama made for me. Oh, they didn't understand, and I tried to make them see one was only poor, only if one chose to be. And although we had no money, I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my Mama made for me.
Well, I have to say a few words about being back here again. Me and Carrie was talking last night. I think it's been probably, we started when we were about 8 years old, and he's 23 and I'm 22, so it's been quite a while since we've done this many times. And I'm going to bring my brother out. He performed with me last year, and if I don't let him come on the stage now, he gets a little mad. But I'm going to bring out my brother, Johnny Bullard. Y'all give him a big hand.
This next song that we're going to do is a medley of gospel songs with the Old Country Church and some other Southern gospel favorites. So we hope you enjoy it as we sing.
Precious,
precious
years of memories. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long. My friends at the Old Country Church. There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the Old Country Church. There with Mother I went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the Old Country Church. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Just a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when they knelt at the old country church, and the Savior above with his wonderful love saved my soul at the old country church. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? How I wish that today that the people would pray as they did at the old country church. If they'd only confess, then the Savior would bless as he did at the old country church.
Precious years
of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I
with my friends at the old country church.
The next song that we're going to do was popularized several years ago. Even though it's really about the state of West Virginia, it can apply, I think, to any rural area, and anyone that's ever lived in the country or a small town knows just how much that country roads can mean, bringing you back home from a place far away. And so we'd like to do this song for you now, entitled Country Roads.
You know, if you know the words, sing along with us here.
Almost heaven,
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
All my memories gather round her, a manners lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my
country roads. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
I hear her voice in the morning, how she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get up feeling that I should have been home
yesterday, yesterday. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home.
The last number that we're going to do is a spiritual. Spirituals are the lifeblood of Southern gospel tradition. This is a very old spiritual. It's entitled, It's Me, O Lord. It's me,
it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's
me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
It's
me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's
me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
It's
me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's
me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not the preacher, not the deacon, but it's me, O Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
It's
me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the television preacher, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
Not the television preacher, but it's me, oh Lord,
standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you very much.
Think you fellas could do just one more song for us? Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna do one we hadn't rehearsed, but we'll try it anyway. It's an old folk song, and then I love to do it. It's called The Long Black Bell. I hope you like it.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, a man was killed neath the town light. There were few at the scene. They all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, for it meant my life. I've been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil and visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Lord, scaffold is high and eternity's near. She stood in the crowd and she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan in a long black veil, Lord, she cries over my bones. And she walks these hills in a long black veil. It's my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Lord, and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, Lord, and nobody sees. Nobody knows but me.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to see our friends year and after year. That's what a folk festival is all about. And a case in point is these boys. I've watched them grow up into grown men with fine, responsible jobs now. And our next couple, Jay and Peggy Smith from Jacksonville, we were talking at breakfast this morning out at the Swanee Cafe about how long they've been coming. Well, they've been coming to the festival since 1959. That's a year or two ago. And we've seen their children grow up and marry and have children. And we, as I tell you, we have third generations. But here are Peggy. Peggy does coordinates our storytelling workshop for us. And Jay fills in as an MC where he's needed. He volunteers. They're both loyal volunteers. Let's welcome Jay and Peggy Smith from Jacksonville.
We've been living in Florida for 30 years, but through our earlier growing up, we lived in South, both of us are from South Carolina, and this is one of the game songs that we learned back in those days.
Old Pump is dead and in his grave, in his grave, in his grave. Old Pump is dead and in his grave, E-I-O. An old apple tree over his head, over his head, over his head. They grew an old apple tree over his head, E-I-O. The apples grew ripe and began to fall, began to fall, began to fall. The apples grew ripe and began to fall, E-I-O. There came an old woman a-picking them up, picking them up, picking them up. There came an old woman a-picking them up, E-I-O. Old Pompey jumped up and he gave her a thump, gave her a thump, gave her a thump. Old Pompey jumped up and he gave her a thump, E-I-O. She ran away with a hippity-bump, hippity-bump, hippity-bump. She ran away with a hippity-bump, E-I-O. Pump is dead and in his grave, in his grave, in his grave. Pump is dead and in his grave, E-I-O.
Thank you. In folklore and folktale and legend and theater and novel, there are plenty of stories of people who jump to conclusions. This is one of them.
One evening when the sun was low, my brown eyes whispered I must go. Not one moment could she wait. She kissed me and she left my gate. Those brown eyes I love so well, those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes. Strangers they've become. One day I passed her on the street. I turned my head, I could not speak. Another man was by her side. I thought that soon she'd be his bride. Those brown eyes I love so well. Those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes. Strangers they've become to me. 7 long years for me she cried. It was her brother by her side. Now up in heaven someday I'll see the brown-eyed angel who waits for me. Those brown eyes I love so well, those brown eyes I long to see. How I long for those brown eyes. Strangers
thank you. If you've read the newspapers lately or for the last several years, you know that anything you eat can be something you'll regret. So Well, I thought I'd offer you this advice today.
In these days of indigestion, it is oftentimes a question of what to eat, what to leave alone. Each microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time they'll always have us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find, in the market or upon the bill of fare. Eating, drinking water just as risky as the so-called deadly whiskey, and it's often a mistake to breathe the air. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. He'll send for his bug friends and all your trouble ends. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. The delicious green cucumber has everybody's number, and the green corn has a system of its own. Though the radish seems nutritious, its behavior can be vicious, and the doctor will be coming to your home. Eating lobster cooked or plain is only flirting with ptomaine. The oyster often has a lot to say. And the clams we eat and chowder make the angels sing the louder. They know that we'll be with them right away. When cold storage vaults I visit, I can only say, what is it makes mortals fill their systems with such stuff? For breakfast, prunes are dandy if a stomach pump is handy, and a doctor can be found quite soon enough. Eat a plate of fine pig knuckles, and the undertaker chuckles. The gravedigger writes a note upon his cuff. Eat a luscious red bologna, you will wear a wood kimono, and your relatives will fight about your stuff. Some little bug is gonna find you someday. Some little bug will creep behind you someday. Eat a juicy sliced pineapple, and the sexton dust the chapel. Some little bug is gone.